Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on July 9th, 2015. Voted Best Local Radio Show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014, and we are definitely looking for a repeat. We're going to have those results any moment now. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For more information, visit their website at www.academyofforeignlanguages, all spelled out, academyofforeignlanguages.com, or call 310-975-4133. That's 310-975-4133. You can read all about our mini adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing great. Really, there's so many things happening. Looking forward to so many great things because it's summer, Jackie.
It's summer. You're right. Summer is the best.
Yeah, summer is the best, and there's some amazing opportunities to give back. We just talked about the Special Olympics, the host towns of Hermosa, El Segundo, Hawthorne, Redondo. There's going to be some amazing activities in those towns. We hope everyone gets involved with the Special Olympics. It's going to be a great event this year.
Yes, it is. And Manhattan Beach. You didn't mention Manhattan Beach. Yes, the five local South Bay cities that are doing that.
So that's just in a couple of weeks. That's in a couple of weeks. So get involved with your local Special Olympics host town committee and find out what you can do. And Jackie, of course, when we talk about the beginning of summer, we're talking about White Light, White Night.
Yes.
Yes, it's coming. Jackie, who are our guests today?
Well, we have a couple of returning guests this morning, Nick Arquette and Maureen McBride from Walk with Sally and White Light, White Night. Maureen McBride is the owner of two local retail shops. In May of 2000, Tabula Rasa Essentials filled a niche in downtown Manhattan Beach as a lifestyle gift shop. Seeking a new path after 20 years as an executive in the fashion industry, the meaning of Tabula Rasa struck a chord with Maureen. It means blank slate, new beginnings, new ideas. Tapping into her vast merchandising and marketing experience, she focused on capturing emerging trends in home goods and discovering new artisans from around the world and combined those findings with classic gifting. With Tabula Rasa, Maureen created a unique South Bay shopping experience. 15 years later, Maureen and her team launched Yorktown. While Tabula Rasa launched a new career and new beginning for Maureen personally, Yorktown now encapsulates all of her beginnings, from the place where she grew up on the East Coast to the global influences she has absorbed from traveling the world and immersing herself in cultures near and far. Maureen is very involved in her local community and supports numerous charity and school organizations. She is a past president of the Downtown Manhattan Beach Business Association, co-founder of the Farmers Market, graduate of Leadership Manhattan Beach, board member of the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce, and a mentor for Walk with Sally. Now, Nick Arquette is a regular guest on this program. He is the CEO and founder of Walk with Sally, a former co-owner of Adia LLC. Nick is passionate with regard to quality of life issues. He is the president and founder of Assisted Preferred, which is the first stop in senior placement and preferred support in the South Bay. Walk with Sally is a nonprofit foundation which provides mentoring to children whose lives have been affected by a parent or sibling with cancer. For the past 9 years, Nick has hosted the White Light, White Night fundraising gala here in the South Bay, with the proceeds benefiting Walk with Sally. It's the hottest event of the summer, featuring top-notch entertainment and the best of the local dining scene, as well as silent and live auctions. Now, White Light, White Night takes place next Saturday, July 18th, at the top of the plaza at Continental Park in El Segundo. So this, anyway, Joe, this morning, Nick and Maureen are going to give us the inside dish on what guests can expect at White Light, White Night this year. Nick, Maureen, welcome back to the program. I know you're both incredibly busy with the event only a week away, and we're thrilled you could join us this morning.
Thanks for having us. And I have to say, you guys, I'm so excited about the new time change. I just realized, like, we used to have to get up at, like, I don't know, 5 a.m. or something. It's just awesome.
That's right. That's right. Last year we switched from a 7 a.m. show to an 8 a.m. show, and I think everybody is very happy about that.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us, Jackie and Joe.
Thank you. It's so exciting. I mean, you know, not to mention the good work, and we're going to mention the good works that happen when mentors and mentees get together, but it's just the list of sponsors. It's, you've brought together such a powerful confluence of sponsors, and it's just amazing what Walk with Sally and what White Light, White Night is now, Nick.
Yeah, it's one of those situations where I think you see the snowball effect when you do something good, when people resonate with the cause, when they attend the event, when they see visually what we're trying to accomplish with White Light. It's, you know, a snowball effect in the sense that people really understand the good, but they also want to be a part of the excitement. And we've been so fortunate to keep a lot of our partners that we've had for many years. Mm-hmm. And bring a few in along the way. One exciting sponsor this year, which we've never had, is Nordstrom's. And that's been a huge opportunity for us to expand more regional, which is kind of the theme this year, you guys. It's about us expanding how we mentor, who we mentor throughout L.A. County with our new partnership with the Los Angeles Unified School District. So those sponsorships are going to give us the chance to really expand this regional market that LA County needs us. There's kids that are underserved,
right,
that we haven't been able to reach. And now with the sponsorships, we can. And with White Light success this year, we're going to be able to expand that market. And I'll talk a little bit more about what that means.
It's interesting how you're able to bring the mentors in now and perhaps even expand the concept to other communities. Is there going to be a franchising of this concept? Because it seems like you've got a model that works that could be duplicated just about anywhere.
And I think it's all about scalability. For us, it's there's kids that have parents or guardians or siblings that have cancer, and we're not able to match them quick enough. And so you're right. This is a franchise possibility. We have a 1-year, a 3-year, and a 5-year plan.
Right.
In this first year, it's been to expand the LA County region and be able to help those kids. And then in year 3, it's to be able to have all of these systems in place, from the data, how we retrieve information, to how we train, to how we match, and the types of individuals that need to be in a general area in order for you to execute about 100 families. So these are all the pieces that are getting put into place as we speak.
I love what's going on now, Maureen. It's a testament to all the building blocks and all the work from past years. But something's different this year, Maureen. Something's new and exciting. The website is amazing. Tell us a little bit about that, how things are different and exciting this year for White Light, White Night.
You know, the organization has grown so much in the last year, and the infrastructure that's now in place to support the mentees and
like Nick mentioned, you know, bringing on additional families and being able to have, you know, enough mentors to support all the mentees that are coming into the program is very, very exciting. And, you know, it's allowing us to kind of open up the gates and bring more folks in. We're providing more activities and more interesting activities for the kids to participate in. And it's not only, you know, things to do for fun, but there's also a lot of really interesting learning experiences, too, that they have. So, you know, you kind of give them a little bit of a combination of both. You know, there's great experiences like what we're doing with the Jimmy Miller Foundation and learning how to surf and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, so the kids aren't just there, you know, to enjoy themselves, but they're giving, you know, we're giving them experiences that they would never have otherwise.
It's a beautiful thing. So tell us a little bit about, now we've talked in general terms about white light, white night, but of course we always want to go back to what it's all about, Walk with Sally, and we're going to ask you to tell us the story. Why do you do it, Nick? Why?
Why do I do it? That's what my wife asked. it's for white light has really become the cornerstone of Walk with Sally generating energy. And what I mean by that is every year there's such a buildup from the event. People have really resonated with what it is, what it means. And when they find out that it really started from an idea, Maureen and I were really early on, we talked about some of the things that she's done to impact, and we'll talk a little bit more about things that she's done. The mentors, specifically Maureen, has really helped to grow the program, but also what it looks like today. So white light was a situation where we were at our local restaurant, Fonz's, and Maureen and I were sort of talking, and she's like, you need to have a signature event. I'm like, I know, I want to have something where, it was kind of funny, we're like, we need to have something where we do it every year instead of a party every 4 months. And we looked over across the street at Hush Salon, which is where Rick from Hush had offered to perhaps put on this event. And we saw all of this beaming white at nighttime. If you ever sit at Fonz's or look over at Hush, there's this kind of neon light, which is interesting for downtown Manhattan Beach on an evening. You don't see that kind of radiated light. And so it was kind of this white light. And I told her the story of my mom, kind of reminded me that when I was a little boy, my mom would sit with me and walk me through a meditation. At the time, I didn't really know what a meditation was, but she explained that if we could generate white in our heads, in those areas of her body that had cancer, that we could help her heal. And it was something that I was able to feel like I was participating as a child in her healing, in her healing. Hmm. And we sort of played around with the white light and the white night. It almost happened kind of just like right there in that moment. And so it's 9 years ago, Maureen and I hosted the first one. Maureen was the chair for the first two. But when you think about 70 people at Hush Salon and you fast forward to 1,350 people at White Light, it's become a major, major event that people are really getting. And it's more than just a party. It's a coming together of a community.
Hmm. It has a regional impact. I mean, you know, and everyone that has attended or heard about it knows that it's really beginning to have a regional impact. And I think very, very soon people are going to say, we need to do this in San Francisco. We need to do this in Oakland. We need to do this in San Diego. We need to do this in New York.
Well, it's funny you said that, because we're working with producer this year that's really looking at it from a larger scale in how to really turn this into a very structured and platform piece that could be moved similar to the charity, but we're preparing it to be able to go along with the franchise. And so it has all the ingredients, and I think there's some communities who haven't seen this before, so it'll be exciting to be able to do this simultaneously or two within the summer, something like that. I really see that as the next step.
Right. Wow. Okay, so let's just talk about the basics. Now, of course, it's July 18th. It's coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Saturday night at 5 o'clock. Maureen, walk us through what people are going to experience when they buy tickets, and can they still buy tickets?
Yes, I believe there are still about 100 tickets left, which, you know, we're right at the cusp of being sold out.
Right.
So if they want to buy their tickets, they need to do it really quickly,
right.
Because obviously we have a capacity there. But, you know, the evening is really, it's really remarkable and very special, and you feel it from the moment that you, you know, check in the front and you walk in, and there's a red carpet treatment. There's a step and repeat that everybody gets their photos taken with. Nick is really greeting everybody that comes into the event. And then you walk into the whole VIP experience with, you know, a taste of all of the greatest restaurants in town. There's wonderful, you know, setups for, you know, a little drink. And then you walk into the main part of the venue, which is just really quite spectacular. And, you know, the energy that you feel walking in there is really quite remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
It's just this power of seeing, you know, 1,300, 1,400 people all dressed in white. They're all there for a reason. They're there to have a good time, but they're also all there to raise, you know, several hundred thousand dollars for the mentoring program and, you know, for Walk with Sally. And it's really a spectacular evening.
It's magical.
And this year it's going to be, last year it was at the top of the plaza at Continental. We went to that. It was amazing. And it's going to be at the same venue this year, which it's a rooftop situation. I remember last year the sky was just amazing.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I felt like we've gotten so lucky with the weather. And even on those sort of June gloom days, it's so fun to have at about 5 o'clock, you know, the wind is calm. The sun kind of breaks out, and you get this amazing sunset, and people just feel that serene energy. We've just been so lucky not having to worry, because it is an outdoor event, and people are in white. It's just been a really perfect summer event. I think people look forward to, you know, that energy that Maureen talked about. I think some of the exciting things this year that we're doing different, because you guys know that we're always doing something different, and that's our kind of key model with this event. Whether it kills us or not, we're going to add something of a new surprise. So I was going to tell folks on the radio today, because I'm hoping they won't tell their friends about this, but I have a little secret. This year...
It's just us, Nick.
Just us,
friends.
it's just us here at 8:30 in the morning. So as I mentioned early on, we partnered with Nordstrom, and this year Nordstrom is creating with their designers a photo booth, and everybody loves a photo booth. Every year people have it on their Facebook pages. It's really become a highlight, and it's a professional booth, quite large. People know it feels like you're a model for the night. This year Nordstrom's have worked with their designers to create basically a window where you would be walking in and you become part of like the store window of the front of where you'd be on a sidewalk looking into Nordstrom.
Okay. So like you could be like a mannequin?
Yeah, well, you know, you basically step into this window, which everybody knows in New York and even at Maureen's shop, it's just always beautiful. And imagine that you've got, you know, 6, 8, 10 of your friends inside of this completely dressed store window.
Right. Oh, how fun.
Right.
It's going to be so cool.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds like so much fun.
It's really cool. We've expanded the footprint a little bit so that we've got a little more room. We're going to try and do a little wine garden to kind of accentuate some finer wines and some silent auction items that are wine-driven. And then we're also doing a little microbrew tent in that same area. So we're going to kind of create a little bit more of an urban park, is kind of what we're calling it. So the front entrance will be expanded down when you come out of the elevator on the 6th floor. And then on the 7th floor, you'll walk immediately up and through some of that. I think one of the other exciting things that we probably should mention is that Maureen's going to be honored this year, Lifetime Mentor Award, with her mentee, Izzy. And I think that is something that is new we started this last year, and because Izzy and Maureen are what we call aging out of the program, Izzy, she graduated from high school. They've spent 8 years together, and now it's time to say goodbye, but it's also to acknowledge this incredible friendship.
Mm. That's amazing. 8 years. Wow.
And we're not aging out because I'm old.
yeah. You're going to need to come up with a better phrase than that.
You know, I've known her so long that when I said that, I just realized, oh, my God, no.
That is
it's a clinical term. It's a clinical term.
A clinical term. Now, that is fascinating because, well, aging out doesn't mean the friendship ends. It just means that walk with Sally's relationship with the friendship ends. Yes?
Correct.
Well,
correct. And
yeah.
I think, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Mickey.
No. I think that what's amazing, and it's a testament to the program, is Maureen is one of many that have decided that 1 year, which was the commitment, Joe, wasn't enough for them.
Yeah.
And we're averaging now about 3 years per friendship, which on a national scale is about 2 years more than the national average through the Mentoring Coalition. So what you're saying is that they're committed beyond committed. And I think it's the cancer story. I think it's the individuals that we're bringing in, the type of people that they are. They're fully committed in life. And that's, I'm looking for those Maureens out there that say, it's not about me, it's not about my time. And the fact that I know they're going to be together forever. And what you're going to see that night is an incredible video of the two of them telling their story. And the story starts from mom having cancer at a young age, Izzy's mom, Eleanor, to having it move through the mentor going through that experience to mom actually dying.
Mm-hmm.
And then the aftermath of and the impact now that we're dealing with a couple of years later of how she's coping and that mentor relationship, how that's impacting in a positive way. And they're going to be together forever. And so, right. You know, you hit it on the head.
Right. It's a beautiful thing. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, and we're talking about one of our favorite events of the season, White Light, White Night 2015, coming up July 18th, Saturday. It's going to be amazing. You can find out more at walkwithsally.org. And also, of course, if you'd like to call in and you have a question or a comment, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And we'd also like to thank a sponsor. Jackie, who do we want to thank today?
Well, Joe, you know it's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website www.bcws.com or call 310-542-0011.
I'm fascinated by the idea that mentoring as a raison d'etre, as a process, has really matured There's a wonderful organization called Girls Incorporated that provides mentors for girls. Of course, the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts for decades. This is a wonderful thing. It's also a growing phenomena. I love to see this. Who wants to take that one?
I'll take it.
Sure.
You know, it's really, you know, it's really interesting with mentoring because you don't really ever know what you're going to quite get out of it, you know, with as much as you put into it. And I have to tell you, it is such a gift coming back to somebody who is a mentor, you know, surprises and things that I have found out about myself and my relationship with people and, you know, certainly my relationship with Izzy, that I would have never had those kind of experiences had I not stepped in and become a mentor for Walk with Sally. You know, like Nick mentioned, it's something that, you know, you sign up for a year and, you know, it's several hours a month, and that's really what the commitment is. And you find that you get very, very involved with this child and they become very, very important in your life. And, you know, it moves beyond just a friendship into a thing where you know, you love this child and you love their family and, you know, you're able to provide things for them that, you know, maybe they wouldn't have otherwise, whether it's, you know, a safe place for them to land when, you know, they're not feeling well or they're feeling upset or they just need, you know, they need some space that's all theirs where they can step away from the situation that they have at home and the focus can really be on them and they can kind of let loose and be who they are. So it's a really, really special relationship that you have with the children that you mentor.
That's beautiful, and that's
Joe. I just wanted to mention I'm on the email list for Walk with Sally, so you know I get all their email. They have quite an outreach program. I mean, like every month they have you know where you can come in and just talk to somebody about what the program is. They have training for the mentees. Nick, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, you know, I just love that. You know, speaking from somebody who loves the program, who follows us, but maybe isn't inside of it every day and what you're seeing, we made a conscious decision a couple years ago to really spend time and energy and a little bit of even money on messaging and how are we going to get more people in the door. We see ourselves as friendship brokers, actually. Mm-hmm. And what that means is that we have to find, recruit, train, background check, and then assess a family, their needs, and then finally bring together a friendship. And that is an incredible responsibility, and it's one that we don't take lightly. And so this group of 45 families that we're currently managing and then adding approximately now 3 a month, it'll bring us to about 72 families at the end of this year. Wow, you know, every step has to be just right. And for you to see the outreach, for you to see the activity events, last 2 weeks ago, I think, we had 35 kids for the first time trying stand-up paddleboard with their mentors. And wow, to see this beach day and this ability to actually get these kids to be there, the mentors have been able to provide access. And the mentors have been able to provide the simplest things like transportation, guys, which was a huge breakthrough for us. Mm-hmm. A lot of these kids don't receive support because they don't have the transportation. So, Jackie, just for you to see the type of outreach, we want people to come through our doors. Since we moved to El Segundo, the office is bustling. It's a warm, happy, friendly place, and it's a place where families are walking in with their little ones to say, I heard about you through our school. Well, I heard about you through our doctor, and we just want to see how we can be involved with your organization. And Maureen kind of set the pace when we started to see that mentors were much more than just one-on-one mentors, that a lot of them started to become our conduit to the family, and what do their families need? And Maureen's one of those first people that really said, you know, I can't just be there for the child. I want to be a part of the family. And so how do we help at Christmas? Mm-hmm. How can we help with scholarshiping, which I want before Maureen goes, to just talk a little bit about sort of what we've been doing lately, what she's been actually up to regarding the scholarshiping, but to see how we're now treating the families also, putting our arms around them, it's really amazing. And, of course, the new website took us 8 months, got some major in-kind donations from tech companies out of San Francisco, blessed. Still a work in progress, but we're really excited about our new way of talking to the public. And again, regionally, not just Nick in Manhattan Beach with his friends, which is how it started, but people people in Los Angeles that don't know who we are about to find out.
Right.
So
Maureen, that's the point, I think, is that in all social services venues and arenas, they're talking about whole family support. This is the mantra throughout the community: whole family support. It isn't just one part of the family; everyone's involved, and everyone affects everyone else. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, when I first met Izzy, her mom was alive. She was in remission. And, initially a lot of it is, the one-on-one with the child. But as you get to know the child and you're picking them up and you're seeing the family and you just sort of, I don't want to say it's an automatic thing, but you just sort of start to develop this all-around relationship with them. I mean, they're entrusting you with their child. They're allowing you to take their child out of their home to, various places. And it's like, I feel like that person that I'm like, okay, we're going to be here. I'm going to have her back at this time. We're driving here, giving them all those details.
Right.
But you start to really develop that relationship. And, to Nick's point, you do want to be around them around Christmas time. You do want to see if there's needs within the family that we might be able to help support, whether it's, the thing that I'm working on now with them is the Young Leader Scholarship Program. This is something that's inside Walk with Sally. But now that we have children that are starting to get a little bit older and they're graduating from high school.
You can say it, Maureen. You can say it. You can say it. Aging out.
I did say it. Aging out. But I'm developing a revenue stream that's going to create funds for their scholarship program. So that we've got $1,500 per child when they go off to higher education that can help with tuition and books and those types of things. It's something that I'm doing as a legacy, not only to my involvement in my time with Walk with Sally, but also in the name of my father. So it's called Fred's Future, and we're going to be introducing that at White Light White Night. To date, I've raised almost $15,000 to give to Walk with Sally to really kind of infuse money into that. Again, helping the families with the expenses of their children and our young adults now going off to a higher education.
What a blessing, Emily, because it is a struggle. Even if tuition is paid for and the whole, the grants and so forth, there's still quite a few expenses that can stress a family that is already stressed because of the impact of cancer, which is a tremendous financial drain. And now you're going to give them the peace to know that their child can go to college and transportation and books and the little extras are going to be covered. That's amazing.
Yeah. It's a really special program, and it's something that, Walk with Sally has been working on and established, and this is the first time really that we've had kids that are starting to age into that, where, like Nick mentioned, it's not just a one-year commitment. It's, we're finding that we're involved for 3, 5, 7, I'm 8 years. There's a couple mentors that have been involved longer than I have. So, it's really something special that the organization is doing to give back to the families and to support the kids beyond, the regular program.
Right.
Joe, it never ceases to amaze me the quality of guests we get on this show. I mean, listening to Maureen, you feel like a slacker, Joe. I'm sitting here thinking, the woman doesn't have one shop. She has two shops. She's mentoring. She's raising funds. She's another one. She has a couple of extra arms hidden that she hides them from the world. She doesn't tell anybody she has them.
Right. I like to think I make an art out of being a slacker, Jack.
Yeah.
This, yeah, this is fun, and this is what it should be. It should be fun to make a difference in the world, and White Light, White Night is that kind of an event, and also that kind of introduction to Walk with Sally, where you can make a difference by having fun, because Maureen, it's fun being a mentor too, right?
Yeah, it's a blast. I mean, the friends that I have made, you know, myself being a part of the organization, you know, these people are some of my very, very best friends. And they're people from all walks of life, from all over, you know, the city and the community. And we have a ball. And there's, you know, there's a bond that's kind of between all of us, not only, you know, with that all of us have lost someone to cancer, but we just generally love each other and have a great time together.
Right, right.
Yeah, I would say it was all based on fun, and you guys have known me long enough to know that we've infused the fun. And I think that a lot of times the event, you know, sometimes people are like, wow, you know, that's a big party. No, it really is about the centerpiece of generating this energy where people be like, say themselves, like, I want to be a part of that. I don't know what that is, but how can I be involved? Because they're seeing friendships, they're seeing businesses working together, they're seeing community at large. And I think people, it's contagious. People want to be a part of something that feels fun and feels engaging. And that's what we've been able to accomplish with people like Maureen, where we set the tone for future mentors.
Right. Which brings me to my next question. Because the night, White Light, White Night, that night, particularly after you get up on stage and you explain, you know, the purpose of the event and you show your video of your mentor or mentee, you know, for that year, and you have a whole thing that you go through. Afterwards, are people literally just like lining up to sign up? No, I'm serious. I mean, it's very powerful. It's very powerful, Joe. You've been there. It's very powerful. The whole white light thing is very powerful, and I've just got to imagine, you know, and everybody's quiet. Everybody's enraptured. They're listening.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's connected, and I just have to believe that. I mean, do you guys have like a table there that night where people are like, "Yes, I want to sign up"?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we work really hard after the event to recruit people, and I think that I'm sort of in that position of saying, like, how many people in the audience haven't been there before, where I have to really explain what the organization is, and how many people still crave the opportunity for us to all raise our hands that night, and maybe even some people that have attended that didn't have a cancer story that now do, right?
Mm-hmm.
All be together in that quiet moment just to chill out and just say, look, we're all together in this fight, and we're focused on the kids. But I think trying to continue that legacy with the video, with Maureen, but the people that get involved at the end are the people that sign up, are excited, but then find a time to really say yes. Because what happens at that night is everybody's excited, everybody wants to be involved. And then it's on us to figure out how we're going to get them into the office. To decide, I even remember Maureen brought this up recently. She was like, I've got a big issue with my time. I don't know if I can give the time needed.
Mm.
And part of our coaching is it's 6 to 8 hours a month. What do you normally do that's downtime 6 to 8 hours a month? For me at the time, it was I must have watched 12 to 15 hours of Laker games. I mean, I counted it in the month, how many Laker games I was watching. For somebody else, it might be, oh, you know, there's a lot of time where I'm on the couch doing nothing. So I think the time management, coaching people to the next stage is something that we're getting better and better at. So taking them from that event and actually translating that. There's a lot of interest in the organization afterward, and there's a lot of stuff that we have to comb through to see whether it's business connections or future possibilities for grants. All of that comes out of that white, generating light. But I would tell you, people in the community have been incredible givers, and we're going to see if when we step out of the South Bay, if we're going to find those same individuals. And we're going to still find those flaky people. We're still going to find those people that meant well, but then they found out that they got pregnant, or they meant well and they got a new job and have to move out of town. This has kind of become a normal way of life for us.
Yeah.
How dare they get pregnant? They have responsibilities.
Listen, you can still mentor and be pregnant. I haven't had one yet, but there'll be a first, I'm sure.
Oh,
Joe, yeah. we need to say goodbye to Maureen. She has a meeting she has to get back to, and so we need to do that.
Maureen, we love you. Maureen McBride, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're so kind, and I cannot wait to see you guys next Saturday night. And
yeah.
We're going to raise the roof, and we're going to raise a ton of money, and we're going to have a super time.
Well, congratulations, Maureen.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for all the work you're doing
for us, too.
All right. Maureen McBride of Tabla Rasa in Manhattan Beach.
And Yorktown.
In Yorktown.
Oh, I love Yorktown.
Have you been in it? Gift shop. No.
Oh, you have to go by. Yeah, it's fabulous.
Amazing. So, you know, it's wonderful, Nick. We've talked a lot about what the event is. We talked a little bit about Walk with Sally. There's so much more. What's going on with Nick right now? It sounds like you're in a really good space, Nick.
Well, I really kind of put a lot of energy over the last 8 years of building Walk with Sally and my former company, Adia In Home Care, and sold Adia in December and really committed some of my time to actually getting Walk with Sally to a new level. I took over as CEO about a year and a half ago, as you guys know. Actually, it's been 2 years now. And that really became kind of a labor of love. I started to find that, you know, my calling was to get this organization to the next level. So not just grassroots where we were managing a few families with one or two staff members. I really wanted to grow this thing. And so what you're seeing is kind of the culmination of that growth. And, of course, being that I've learned so much in the senior care business, I've been doing a lot of research and understanding that there is so much more that needs to be done in terms of getting information quickly to families that are in crisis. When an older one is at that point in their life, mom or dad, grandparent, the younger person doesn't often know this world, doesn't know where to go, how to navigate. And so one of the things that I'm working on is trying to create, you know, that next wave of websites that really allows for people to get information quickly about where they should be going and who is the preferred choices in their area. And so in order to do that, you really got to be a part of the community. You've got to have people in the community that are working alongside these senior organizations so that you can give the best advice. Who's the best home care company? What's the best assisted living place based on your financial situation? You know, so really being a resource quickly, because we're in an age where people need that information fast and they want to know that there's one place that you can go. So putting that together and having our opening that will start August the 1st, right after White Light, where we'll start with an employee who will be working in the community developing our preferred list of vendors and starting to really give the best advice. It's the first place you'll go to ask about the resources in your community. And, of course, it'll go and expand along the coast, San Diego, San Francisco. And we'll duplicate this model throughout the country. Eventually, I want to have, you know, that one-stop website that you head to read about and to understand what are these organizations, what are they saying about these organizations. And it's going to be your one-stop. I kind of call it the geriatric hub, you know. It's that place you go. So that's kind of what's been happening for me in the last 6 months. I have to say the Walk with Sally commitment, learning nonprofit at the higher level. I've been spending a lot of time with larger nonprofits through the Center of Nonprofit and just really understanding like the scope of where nonprofit is heading. And where it's heading, you guys, is they no longer want to be treated like a stepchild to businesses. They want to start offering salaries that are competitive. They want to start bringing in the top talent and no longer saying, well, we probably know that we're just a stepping stone on the way out to corporate America. They want to feel like they're more of a sophisticated place to come work. So there's things like swing days and
you know, being more open to women who are pregnant, speaking of pregnancy.
Mm.
And so we've kind of created a culture around that new nonprofit, and I've been learning a lot about how that all works and excited to be, you know, staffing right now in El Segundo. We have a total of 5 employees.
Mm-hmm.
We have an insurance program. We have, you know, just future for somebody that wants to make this their work. And most of my employees are between the ages of 25 and 32. Very excited
mm-hmm.
to be able to do that. So, you know, that's what's been happening since December.
What's the name of the new company?
Assisted Preferred. Assisted Preferred. So we'll have our launch again in August. Our website's about done. And Assisted Preferred is going to be the place known in town where you tell your friends, your relatives, go there first. You've got someone you can talk to, a concierge-based service that's going to walk you through these steps. You know, when I was working and developing ADIA, the thing that kept happening, every week people just needed someone to talk to and some good advice. And the advice has to come from somebody who knows what's up in your community.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the best? What are they saying about this place? What kind of caregivers do these people have? Have you ever heard of Dr. So-and-so? And this is happening all day long. People ask me once a week, where do I go for hospice care?
Right.
You know, what is hospice care? What is palliative care? And so we want to simplify and make easy for that son or daughter or that spouse who wants to stop in one place, get the answers, and be able to save time, energy, money, and not make mistakes. And so Assisted Preferred is going to be that placement service, that place that you want to go for trusted support.
Right. It's a beautiful thing. It reminds me of lots of different businesses that have carved out a niche of service and support, concierge services and support in various industries, and in this industry of care and support of loved ones, whether they be elderly or whether they have dementia or whatever other issues are going on, there's someone you can turn to that is always there, has the answer, and they have a business model that allows them to be there. That's wonderful.
Yeah. And imagine if you're in crisis, you're at the hospital, and you need answers quickly.
Right.
You want to be able to know that you're getting good information.
Right.
And I think people are used to going online. You've got to be able to give them something online that allows for them to instantly make a choice by the information they're reading. But have a number you can call and actually talk to somebody. And that's the thing we're trying to do, is make it still got a local feel, even though it's going to be a national company.
Well, we're excited about the future. We can't wait.
Yeah.
Walk with Sally is going to be awesome. And the White Light, White Night event, July 18th, Saturday, coming up very shortly. But now, of course, we have to find out what else is going on around town. Jackie, what else is going on?
There's something else going on?
There's a ton of stuff. We have a couple of new events this weekend. Eat, Drink, and Run with the Bulls on the Redondo Beach Pier. Every year, the week-long festival of San Fermín takes place in Pamplona, Spain. Now, if you can't make it over there in person, a Basque kitchen is bringing this heart-pounding event to you right in their restaurant. On the evenings of Friday, July 10th, and Saturday, July 11th, from 10 p.m. to midnight, a Basque kitchen invites you to join them in viewing this event as it airs live from Pamplona beginning at 11 p.m. Guests will enjoy the event special, $22, 2 drinks, and 3 San Fermín tapas. First drink is on the house for attendees who come dressed up in traditional running attire, white shirt, white pants, and red handkerchiefs. All right, so if you're into that whole running with the bull things, for additional information, you can visit the website at abaskkitchen.com. They're located at 136 North International Boardwalk in Redondo Beach. It's a new restaurant. It's opened by the chef that is the head chef at Taranea, Chef Bernard Ibarra. This summer, Ruby's Diner is sponsoring a brand new community tradition, Movies at the Lagoon. On select Friday nights during July and August, Seaside Lagoon will play host to this new summer movie series. The films will begin at 8:15, and attendees should bring beach chairs and blankets. The movies are free of charge and open to the public, and this Friday, July 10th, they'll be screening one of the most popular movies of all time, Grease. For additional information, visit that website at visitredondo.com. The South Bay Greek Festival this weekend kicks off Friday, July 10th, runs through Sunday, July 12th. That's at St. Catherine's Greek Orthodox Church. For more information on that, visit sbgreekfestival.com. Join host town, Manhattan Beach, at Connecta's 75th Anniversary Chili Cook-Off on Saturday, July 11th, from 11 in the morning till 2 p.m. Taste, judge, and indulge in some smoking hot chili while kids enjoy games and other events. You're going to get to meet Special Olympic athletes. Connecta is generously donating 100% of the chili cook-off proceeds to host town, Manhattan Beach. And they ask you to please RSVP so they can plan accordingly, but walk-ins are welcome. For more information on that, they have a Facebook event page, okay? You can check it out there. The Lunada Bay Homeowners Association presents the summer concert series in Lunada Bay Park on select Sundays in July and August. On Sunday, July 12th, U2 tribute band, Hollywood U2, will perform. The concert gets underway at 5 p.m. Arrive early and bring a picnic dinner, sit back, enjoy a wonderful evening in the park with family and friends. And you can find out more about that at www.lbhoa.org. That's Lunada Bay Homeowners Association. Okay, this season, Shakespeare by the Sea presents two brand new productions staged at venues throughout the South Bay. Performances of As You Like It and The Tempest will take place during July and August. The first performance of As You Like It is scheduled for Sunday, July 12th at 7 p.m. at Fred Hess Jr. Community Park, and that's in Rancho Palos Verdes. For the complete schedule of local performances, I have them listed on my website, or you can visit www.shakespearebythesea.org. The City of El Segundo Recreation and Parks Department is proud to present the 2015 Summer Concerts in the Park, sponsored by Chevron, and the next one is going to be on Sunday, July 12th. Neon Nation will be playing the biggest hits of the 80s, okay? For more information on that, you can visit elsegundo.org. And Restaurant Week is back. It's time to Dine LA. This is a biannual dining event established to introduce diners to an extensive assortment of restaurants in neighborhoods throughout Los Angeles. It should come as no surprise that a variety of restaurants throughout the South Bay will be participating in this culinary event. Some of the restaurants will feature lunch, some will offer dinner, and some will present both, so be sure to check the website. You can visit them at discoverlosangeles.com. Due to the popularity of this event, advanced reservations are strongly recommended. Walk-ins are welcome, but there's no guarantee they can be accommodated. And it's a great opportunity to sample something new and different, and it's sure to whet your appetite without emptying your wallet. A couple of program notes. You know that last week we launched our new program on Wednesdays, Redondo Beach, More to See. We had a great conversation yesterday with guests Dinah Larry and Jeff Melodia from the Special Olympics Host Town Committee for Redondo Beach.
Yes.
If you'd like to listen to that on podcast, that's on my website. And tomorrow we're going to have the new mayor of Manhattan Beach, Mark Burton, on the show as our guest for the hour. So we're going to find out what he'd like to accomplish during his tenure as mayor. It's always exciting to have a mayor on the show.
We feel like we've reached the top.
Yes, we're hobnobbing.
Yes.
Or
whenever we're like meeting with Nick, I feel like I'm hobnobbing.
Yeah, me too.
You guys went to the point. What did you guys think about the point?
Our kickoff party. So
what?
We're talking about the kickoff meeting for White Light, White Night, which was almost exactly 1 month ago, June 18th. That was a great event, Nick.
Really cool. Kind of a miniature version. I love how just kind of the expansion of, you know, giving people the excitement. It's that time of year. And having something like that, The Point contacted us. We felt very fortunate to partner with them. Secretly, they wanted to do White Light in their parking lot. And we sort of worked together to kind of discuss. I think the meat and the potatoes of The Point is really that interior,
right,
which obviously White Light could not house. But it really started with an idea and some meetings of the mind in January. And really, we were really happy. And we hope that The Point was too. We think they were very, very happy. It was a great partnership.
That was a terrific event. And you also had the White Light, White Night fashion event at Nordstrom's last month, too. Yeah.
Yeah, we did an event with them. It's kind of our little teaser because a lot of people don't know that starting at the end of July, we will announce kind of our partnership with Nordstrom, which will culminate in the gala opening in October, the first Tuesday of October. I believe it's the 6th of October. And we are going to be a part of the gala where ourselves and Children's Hospital Los Angeles, the auxiliary group of PD, are going to be selling tickets for 1,000 guests to attend the Nordstrom's gala. They're going to open the entire place, turn it into a red carpet event, and they're going to open it for 1,000 of guests, private guests. So very excited about helping them open that in Del Amo. They're building this beautiful, I believe it's a 3-4-story structure over in Del Amo. So we're going to be a big part of their grand opening and a future partnership with them. So pretty excited.
You know, Joe, there's so much exciting stuff happening in the South Bay, and Nick is involved with all of it.
Yep.
He's involved with all of it.
That's why he's on.
That's right.
I just gave you a little tidbit, a little secret. That's what we have.
That's awesome. That's great. That really is fantastic.
Yep. So we'll launch that at the end of July, and you guys will hear a lot more about that. And some other really cool things that are happening coming up. But, you know, it is the summer, and I feel like it's kind of when the community comes together in the biggest way. And White Light is one of those events that, you know, when you bring those 1,300 people together for a cause, you can feel the energy. Jackie talked about it, and we're excited.
Right. It's coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Don't,
only 100 tickets left.
Only 100
That's
tickets
it.
Left. Get them while
I
they're
think there's three. I think there's three tables of eight, and there's about 100 tickets left to sell out probably by tomorrow. People got done with their sort of hangovers from 4th of July, and it picked up, and we got pretty close to our goal yesterday. So we're expecting maybe sell out by Friday or the weekend. So
yeah.
Don't delay if you're hearing this.
Yeah, you gotta get past the 4th of July. That was that was a rough weekend.
Oh yeah, nobody. Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
No, go on.
No, I said yeah. It's amazing how we sort of prepare for that. You know, 2 days before and about 2 days after, you're not getting a phone call back regarding anything.
Right.
So
right. Okay, listen, Nick, give us contact information for the event, for everything. We have a couple of minutes.
Absolutely.
Let's get all the contact info out.
Yeah. So really, it's easy. If you want to be a mentor, if you want tickets for White Light, I always send people to walkwithsally.org. There is also our White Light, whitenight.org page. You have the video. You have ticket opportunities. We just sent out an e-blast of some of the live auction items. Some of the things that we're going to be auctioning off is a trip to Fiji. We have with airline and a week in a private island. We have Miraval, which has never given anything to an event, in Tucson, Ellen and Oprah's favorite retreat for yoga, zen, all-inclusive for the week. Pretty incredible in the deserts of Tucson. Equine therapy, even. So you go online, check out walkwithsally.org, and again, volunteer opportunities there. Check out what the new website looks like. Have fun. Cruise around. And see how you want to get involved. But White Light tickets are really going to be sold out in another probably day.
Right.
So make that happen today.
Make it happen. Nick Arquette, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, guys. I think I'm going to go run on the beach.
Okay.
And try and deal with some of the stress of, not stress, the excitement of the buildup.
Right.
So I will talk to you guys soon. Thanks for always supporting. You guys are amazing.
We
getting the
it.
Word out on important things in the community. So we appreciate what you guys do.
It gets better and better every year, Nick. Thank you so much. And we'll see you soon.
We'll see you on the red carpet.
And
hold
course,
on, Nick. Hold on, okay?
And of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right. That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow for Manhattan Beach 360. Bye-bye.